defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Muskets, but I'll run you through.
So when you're waiting for
ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We are live and we are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday broadcast. It is the 25th day of August, 2013. And coming up, joining us at the start of the next hour for about 20 minutes, Joe Mendez, who is one of thousands of people under new federal funding and laws in California, being SWAT team raided and arrested and their guns taken, and they're never even charged with anything, and then can't find out why they've been charged. It is extremely Kafkaesque. Kafka, of course, is the term stemming from the idea of being arrested and then put to death and never knowing why it happened to you, why you were disappeared. And even Bloomberg has the headlines out there about gun confiscation begins in California. No judge, no jury. They can just say that they say you're mentally ill and your guns disappear. It's been happening to a lot of veterans. And this is all part of the persecution of American gun owners. He said that when he was in jail, almost everyone in there was in there for some bogus gun charge or had been visited at their home by the SWAT teams, who will call you outside about your car being stolen. Yeah, there's the headline right there. California seizes guns as owners lose right to keep and bear arms. And they use different stories. Somebody broke in your car, or somebody stole some of your stuff. The officer needs to talk to you. You walk outside, and boy, they take you down because they want you to know that you are basically the enemy. And if you want to know how we're going to live in the rest of the country, look at California. It is the model of control. Okay, all of that said, obviously, our top story is the fact that it is now being announced that the U.S. and NATO are going to respond now, and the Syrians did it. They nerve gassed their own population with no evidence. There in a suburb of Damascus. And, of course, this happened 3 days ago, almost 4 days ago now. And BBC has been caught running a photo of mass graves that were dug up and then people wrapped in sheets. So it has the image of a bunch of freshly killed people. Remember when they found some of Saddam's mass graves? Now they've used those images to say that that's the number of dead children in Syria, waving the bloody shirt. Now, I want to be clear here. I've noticed disinfo operatives on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the comments saying Alex Jones is saying no one was nerve gassed, no one was killed in Syria. I've never said that. None of my guests have said that. None of our writers have said that. Clearly, a bunch of civilians got nerve gassed. And the opposition that's been caught staging nerve gas attacks. In fact, guys, I forgot to print this. We had an article on Friday about it, and I forgot to send it to you. Our article's titled, Yahoo Exposed Syrian Rebels Chemical False Flag. And it was a few months ago when even Yahoo confirmed that it came out that they had staged a smaller chemical attack. But I guess only killing a few dozen people didn't cut it. Obviously, they're the prime suspects. They've done it before. Yeah, there it is. Flashback. Yahoo uncovers Syrian chemical weapons false flag in January. Well, that was 8 months ago. Man, time just flies. Print that off for me. Thank you. There have been three different false flags, by the way, where it was confirmed. This is the fourth. And, I mean, it might be the Syrian government. And Santa Claus might come down my chimney December 21st as well. And Easter bunnies might, you know, come out of my, you know what. We'll be right back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me
live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this live Sunday edition. It is the 25th day of August 2013 on this Sunday broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live, as we are each and every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Broadcasting across the United States on over 80 AM and FM affiliates on the Sunday broadcast, over 160 on the weekday broadcast, simulcasting, of course, on XM and the Internet at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You can find the free audio and video streams, free podcast, free iPhone and Android apps, and so much more at InfoWars.com by clicking on the Listen page or by simply going to InfoWars.com/show. You'll find it all right there, including the free video feed, so you can actually see us here in the studio, more than just a document cam, more than just a webcam, full production with video clips, all the different articles, pieces of legislation, photographs, everything we cover, so we can document it here on record so that people can't sit there and deny it, the information we're going to be covering. A few hours ago, I went to a restaurant at Barton Creek Mall with my mother and father, my children, and my wife after church today, and was, as usual, mobbed inside the restaurant and then outside the restaurant in the mall by really nice, informed, caring people. One guy was there with his girlfriend, who was a former special ops guy flying Cobra helicopters, and he was talking about how many people are awake in the SF community. And it's just amazing to see how many people are awake. I'm not starting the show as I do sometimes, going, "Hey, you know, I'm a big deal, folks." I start the show sometimes pointing out how many people come up and talk to me no matter where I go, not just here, but in England or in Honduras, or it doesn't matter, or in Serbia for that matter. I just talked to some folks that were visiting family in Serbia and saw InfoWars bumper stickers and people awake there. The reason I bring that up to you is that if this many people are resonating with what we say and do here, each and every day, that should give everybody hope. Because most of you out there are obviously not a libertarian or constitutionalist or pro-liberty, pro-human, pro-justice type people. Most of you are not prominent. Most of you are not known. So you don't ever get to resonate with fellow liberty lovers like I do. And I think that's the last domino to fall. Folks know that we're living under a tyranny. They know that corruption is intensifying. They know that powerful corporate interests are using big government to shut down their competition, that our enemy is crony capitalism using socialism to create a permanent peasant class. Folks get that, but they feel powerless, or they feel like they can't do anything. They feel like that no one else is awake. And that is really the last domino to fall. And I had folks walking in the parking lot into the restaurant at the mall, California Pizza Kitchen, and I had people in the restaurant, and I had people follow me out of the restaurant, and people outside the restaurant inside the mall, and then the people as I walked back out to my car come over, and they were awake, they were involved, they were concerned, they had the light of consciousness and humanity in their eyes, not the dead eyes you see in so much of the zombie-like public that shuffles around like self-propelled stomachs. And they all ask me, what do you think we do? What's the solution? They're just ready for solutions. And the problem is there isn't some silver bullet out there, one thing we do. But I thought about what are solutions. We cover a lot of solutions mixed in with the broadcast, but I mean, the biggest part of the solution to this global tyranny is for all of us that are awake to wake others up and then to resist being pushed around, resist being abused, resist having our rights taken, become aggressive, speak out, do little things every day, and that will create an unstoppable organic movement in the path of which nothing can stand. And so that's really what it comes down to. But I thought I need to really brainstorm with the listeners, but with myself and the crew, and really cogitate, really dwell on every successful thing we've done and every successful thing that other folks have done in other nations like Iceland and you name it that has defeated the globalist. But the bottom line is this. You've got to have a spirit of liberty to be part of the animating contest of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson called it, to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. All that evil men and tyrants need to prevail and flourish is that good men do nothing, to again quote Thomas Jefferson. To quote George Washington, government is like fire, a dangerous servant, a fearful master, and must be kept under very tight control. We have deserted common sense. We've deserted what made America so great. Not that our country's been perfect, but it's been better than all the others stacked up against it. It's delivered more freedom and then more wealth than anybody else, with only a fraction of the ideals of the founders, the flower of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment being expressed. And so if we will simply ourselves be moral, ourselves be virtuous, ourselves be strong, and that means aggressive. Being virtuous means you're focused, you're angry, you're powerful, you're going to make a stand, you're animated. The animating contest of liberty, it is a spirit, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have the spirit of liberty in you that comes from God, nothing can stand against you. If you're an immoral nation, you will go into bondage. You don't need to be a religious person or a Christian to know that's a fact of life, of decadence and cycles in civilizations. And so I want the crew to remind me of this, and I want to encourage listeners as well when we open the phones up. Let's start having a solution segment every day for at least 5 minutes, and sometimes whole shows based on solutions. Before I come back with the incredibly off-the-chart important Syria news, amazing Department of Defense teaching that the Founding Fathers were bad to military officers. Yes, it's Judicial Watch broke it, not InfoWars. I wish this wasn't true. Believe me, when we break this stuff, people don't believe it. When it's on the federal sites, this is Judicial Watch. Drudge's link to it, right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com, second story down, last time I checked. But The point is that, yes, we have a government that teaches that George Washington's bad. In fact, in the article that we wrote about, the Judicial Watch article that has links to the documents, we actually have video of FEMA teaching police and sheriff's deputies and firemen that the founders were bad people. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are listed, by the way. and by the way, this is not satire. Okay? I mean, I'm not joking. Okay? That's who runs the government. They're obviously the enemy. I mean, that's open and shut case right there. But from their perspective, people like that are bad. And you know what? If I was a tyrant, I'd be scared of George Washington, too. So... That's why nobody teaches you about George Washington, because if you've read about the real George Washington, it's beyond any hero in a movie, folks. It's Conan the Barbarian, you know, meets I don't know who. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
It's the heart, folks.
Rallying patriots worldwide.
Texas is resisting the globalists across the board.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Is Texas all that's left of the old republic? Stand up and be counted for what you are about to receive, my friends. Here in the great Church of Liberty, you know, that's what they were calling me in, on MSNBC a few weeks ago, as the prophet of the dangerous libertarian Tea Party. Newsweek said the same thing. No, I'm not a preacher, folks. I'm somebody who's desperately trying to wake people up because I know how real the New World Order is, and I know the fruits of it are nightmarish. And we're going to cover, coming up in the next hour, the article that's red-linked up on Infowars.com, by Adan Salazar, DOD training manual, extremist founding fathers would not be welcome in today's military. By the way, that's a quote. Manual lists people concerned with individual liberties, states' rights, and how to make the world a better place as potential extremists. And Adan's being conservative there when he wrote this article yesterday that got picked up by Drudge, and it links to Judicial Watch that sued to get these documents. Judicial Watch, I want to get their director on. I used to get them on. They are just amazing, folks. That is such a great news site. We should live on that judicial reform site. They are the kings of suing and four-year documents and anyways, it's what the ACLU wishes they were. The point is, it's a very small organization, too, so hats off to them continuing to get those documents, and hats off to DrudgeReport.com for linking to our story. But you can go see it there for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. And you read that because it's worse than what Adan says. When you actually go read the documents, it actually says it's racist to say, I've got the quote right here, that you want to make the world a better place. That's a quote. That's funny. It's so absurdist. They go, now the racists don't wear white sheets. They talk about liberty and the republic, and they talk about states' rights and freedom, and they talk about making the world a better place. Let me find the exact place where it says that. Nowadays, instead of dressing in sheets or publicly espousing hate messages, many extremists will talk of individual liberty, states' rights, and how to make the world a better place, close quote. And by the way, it's not just this DOD document. It's hundreds of FBI training flyers to police that we've gotten from our sources. Now they just put them on the FBI site. Hundreds of them. It's DOD, it's ATF, it's all written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. And it actually says, the founding fathers were bad. America's bad. Well, there's a video on there. I was sent by a firefighter in 2000. 18 hours of it I was sent. 2 days of FEMA teaching the firefighters, sheriff's deputies, police in Kansas City that the founding fathers were bad people and terrorists. And that they're going to have to be wiped out. People like them. I said 2000. It was actually before 9/11. It was 7/19/2001. I'm going from memory here. You can go watch the video right now if you'd like. Where a guy, a military bearing, you know, a sheep-dip military spec ops guy, is sitting there bad-mouthing George Washington. I mean, boy, I wonder who the traitors are in this country. Boy, let me, 1 + 1 = what? What's it equal? Actually, now they're saying 3 × 4 in the new federal stuff out this week. They teach the kids that equals 11. Yeah, I mean, when your government teaches the kids under federal guidelines that 3 × 4 = 11, I'm not kidding. That's a mainline headline. Show folks that article if you're watching us on TV at PrisonPlanet.tv, or just search engine that. Federal curriculum teaches students that 3 × 4 = 11. No, it equals tyranny. It equals mind control. And bad-mouthing the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, equals those people need to leave this country. They're involved in sedition. Because you got free speech all day, folks. But when you try to take over the government, yes, the Daily Caller, Obama math under new common core, 3 times 4 equals 11. And then they've got the training video. I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, it's like Obama last Thursday was on CNN. And we're going to play this clip coming up. Pat, go ahead and cue it up. I'll get to that now and then Sherry in the next segment. And he says, you know, the CNN reporter's like, so, should we have concerns? I mean, are they spying on us? And he goes, no, there are not even allegations that we're spying on your email. That's like saying there are not even allegations that Hitler had a mustache under his nose. There are not even allegations that the symbol of the Washington Redskins is a chief. There are not even allegations that SEALs have flippers. There are not even allegations, ladies and gentlemen, that pit bulls sometimes eat children. There are not even allegations that police wear blue uniforms. There are not even allegations that Niagara Falls is a waterfall. There are not even allegations that the most famous building in New York City is the Empire State Building. There are not even allegations that Barack Obama is the president of the United States. There are not even allegations that Austin, Texas is the capital of Texas. There are not even allegations that George Washington was the first president of the Republic. There are not even allegations that the Pentagon is shaped like a Pentagon. There are not even allegations that federal street signs are green and yellow. There are not even allegations that Washington is on the Potomac. There are not even allegations that the Queen of England wears a crown on top of her head. There are not even, ladies and gentlemen, the level of lying and talking down to you. Do we have that clip? Here is our leader.
Do some of these systems end up being like a loaded gun out there that somebody at some future point could abuse?
Oh,
because
could abuse.
No allegations.
Oh, sorry.
I am very confident, knowing the NSA and how they operate, that purposely somebody's out there trying to abuse this program or listen in on people's email.
You're confident in that?
I am confident in that.
By the way, folks, it is in Reuters, AP, you name it, today, what already came out a year ago, 10 years ago. Hey, will you guys print me the article from Friday that we had on InfoWars? The headline was NSA exposed in 1986, I think it was, and it showed the Washington Post article under it where they exposed how everything was being recorded and how it had been set up and everything. I mean, this is literally when we have debates about this, like saying there's not even an allegation that the sky's blue, you know, or that clouds have rain in them. I mean, it's just, at a certain point, it is a conspiracy theory if you know how to tie your shoelaces. I've realized that that's all demonizing us is a cop-out on thinking people. Shallow, lazy, dumb people that want to shuffle around in their evening slippers at the mall, weighing 700 pounds, living on welfare. They want to point their finger at those of us that produce and built this country, and who know what we're talking about, and just say, oh, you're using big words and things about history. I feel inadequate. I'm going to laugh at you and call you a conspiracy theorist. Okay, you're right. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Obama is not lying to us, ladies and gentlemen. There's not even allegations. No, you're right. There aren't allegations, which implies no one's even saying we're spying on you. It came out that the NSA is spying on their boyfriends and girlfriends and harassing people. That's mainstream news today. The NSA admits it's been illegal and is asking Congress to come in and take them over because they don't want to do illegal things. But it doesn't exist. The NSA doesn't even exist. I remember hearing that back in the mid-90s. We'll be back. I'm going to get into the huge news on Syria. Stay with us.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, folks. We had open phones for the entire 2 hours last Sunday. I'll probably give the number out later in the next hour. I've just got so much news I've absolutely got to get to, but I do want to go to your calls. We take a lot of calls also, of course, on the weekday broadcast, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Find all the show times, listing, info, and more. And find out about the InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. Follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and you can also find our Facebook and things there on the site as well. Well, where to start here? Because I've already gone off into the NSA, so I think I should just go over some of the headlines on that since I mentioned it. The NSA bugged the UN headquarters. That's out today. The NSA has been caught under orders of the White House 3 months ago. Members of Congress went public. It was picked up by almost no news. InfoWars covered it. Drudge covered it. Almost no one else covered it. Members of Congress said they confirmed the cloakroom was bugged. Well, I mean, of course, who do you think's bugged? The Senate, the House, CEOs of major companies. That's what the NSA is for, is to capture trends as they develop, to look over the horizon politically, to be given that economic corporate data to select interest, all paid for by taxpayers at tens of billions a year, well over tens of billions a year, just to pay for that selective data so that they can find the trends or the phenomenon as they first develop and then capitalize on it. That's its big secret. Next, watching political enemies, making sure whistleblowers don't go public. And by the way, they've got all these former NSA employees. I got several articles today in the stack that we'll try to get to, who are going public with what they can say legally. Really legally, if something's illegal, you can say whatever you want about it, but they're persecuting members of the press and whistleblowers now that even follow the law clearly. I mean, if you catch your supervisor in the federal government, you say, murdering children, and they say that, well, we'll arrest you if you whistleblow. I mean, it's covered to release classified info if crimes are being committed within it. This idea that they're above the law is the essence of the T word, tyranny. And so now the NSA has come out the last week and said, yeah, we're doing stuff that's illegal. We're dragnetting it. This is what we were told to do by Congress and the executive. And then Congress goes, gee, we didn't know about it. And then it turns out they've been part of it for 20-plus years, putting this in place. And then the executive has been even more out of control because it's more centralized. And then you've got the federal judiciary knee-deep in it. You've got the DEA up to their eyeballs. That's all mainstream news now. And you've got the Justice Department wallowing in it. And don't forget ABC News. Let's put that on screen. From 2009 reporting on Israel having, and as well as other companies, a communist Chinese company came out last month, overrunning the databases and the private computer systems, listening to everyone's phone calls. There it is. Israel wiretaps the NSA. James Bamford, a former producer of Nightline, exposes that on Democracy Now. So that's what I'm talking about, folks, is that this is globalism. There's over 800,000 top security clearances in the U.S. for private contractors just for what they call security surveillance, but really it's spying illegally. And that's what's come out in the news. More than 2,000 companies have access to highly classified stuff and are swapping it all around. And hundreds of companies have access to everything. They can dial into your phone call live anytime they want. They can turn your phone on when it's off and listen to you. This is all admitted. They can track everything you're doing. They can plant stuff on your account. Why do you think Google didn't get prosecuted worldwide for driving around with their Google cars, grabbing all the passwords and codes with government backdoors to break into everything? I told you all that 5 years ago. It's now mainstream news. And the entire hacker community, by the way, the White Hat folks have known this forever. That's why they killed Aaron Swartz, who was really one of the heads of Anonymous. Murdered him. Hung him. That's why they've got people like Barrett Brown in jail up in Dallas with over a dozen federal charges for nothing. Because he might have known the person that hacked into Stratford, one of the little sub-propaganda arms of the CIA that's based here in Austin, Texas. And you've got all of this stuff going on, and they raid this guy, and clearly even mainstream media, even the Dallas Morning News admits, have shut him up. They're going after anybody who might be able to expose the criminal stuff that's going on inside the federal government and all these select groups that are given access to all this private data and then just swap it and trade it and sell it 24/7. And then here's Obama, can we cue it back up, saying there's not even an allegation that we're doing anything wrong with your information. Here it is. Senator comes out and admits that Congress doesn't know the extent of the NSA surveillance. That's Corker. It comes out that employees eavesdropped on love interest, significant others. I mean, these are the headlines. That's in the Telegraph. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And then now we've got all these different former NSA employees coming out and saying, hey, we don't want to be part of this. We want to speak out. We want to say no. We want to do the right thing. Congress, of course, knows what's going on. But Dick Cheney says we need to protect America. That's the quote. We need to protect this nation. You mean the special interests that have taken it over and are looting it, Cheney? So that's just some of what we're dealing with. There's a Zero Hedge article that has the headline, Internet Architects Plan Counterattack on NSA Snooping. And that's why the Pentagon is announcing they're going to be going after even domestic bloggers that expose what's happening, as if bloggers and alternative media are the enemy. Because if you are a criminal foreign globalist combine that's gotten control of the federal government, it's also being reported by the Financial Times of London, if all of that's going on, real Americans or liberty lovers, period, worldwide, that instinctively stand against what you're doing, you're going to have to go after them. You're going to have to shut them down. You're going to have to silence them, or you're not going to be able to fully take over and do all the tyrannical things you have planned, which the sky's the limit. The level of tyranny you'll live under is the exact amount you'll put up with.
Because there are no allegations, and I am very confident, knowing the NSA and how they operate, that purposely somebody's out there trying to abuse this program or listen in.
That's
on
enough.
People's emails.
Yeah, there's no allegations. It's on record that they targeted hundreds of major churches, that they targeted the Associated Press, that they targeted small blogs, that they targeted federal employees to find out if they were criticizing their boss in their private email, that they've used it to intimidate and harass and sexually harass men and women alike, that it's been used to absolutely find financial data out against groups that aren't part of the inside track. All of this is public. So you're right, Obama, there aren't allegations. It's absolute fact that on your corrupt watch, this stuff has ballooned, has exploded. And I mean, I thought Bush was bad. This is warp speed garbage that is going on right now. And it's despicable. And then I see all these left shows and MSNBC and others. I've seen them. In fact, remind me to find that clip because I want to put a clip of that in the Obama deception, too. A few months ago, they're like, of course we're spying on the Tea Party. They're dangerous. Of course we're telling these pro-life groups what they can do. These are bad people. Good job. We need to be, you know, going after these people for their speech. I mean, they're proud of it. They're authoritarians. They're not liberals. And if you had Republicans doing stuff like this, you know I'd be against them. I was. I was against Clinton because he was a horrible globalist. I was against Bush because he was a horrible globalist. But I'm telling you, with Obama, because they can politically go, oh, he's black, so everything's okay. You're racist if you criticize him. This stuff is doubled and then tripled what it was previously. Now, the big news. The many analysts say it could lead to a wider regional war and even World War III. The situation in Syria, straight ahead. Then we'll talk to a gun confiscation victim. They won't even tell him why they took his gun. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. quartz, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply. Of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, final segment of this hour. In the next hour, I'm going to get into the actual document and the quotes from the Department of Defense training manual that spends about a third of its time bad-mouthing everything from the Founding Fathers to Tea Party to land rights groups to people that, quote, want to make the world a better place. They say that's code as the new enemy of the extremist, and that's their main enemy. Of course, if they read the other FBI training manuals, they would find out that the number one enemy the state police are taught is returning veterans, and then gun owners, and then libertarians, and then conservatives. Like a few months ago, as we've talked a lot about and did an article on, it was in the Denver Post. They were defending it, though, like it was a good idea. But there was a big furor with the state police when it was over 100 senior ones were in a federal training auditorium, and we're taught to be prepared to confiscate Christians' guns because they are an end times cult. They believe in the second coming of Christ. Same thing Janet Reno famously said on 60 Minutes back in like 1994, I think it was, right after Waco. And a bunch of them walked out and freaked out. See, that's normal. You're supposed to freak out, folks, when somebody badmouths the Founding Fathers and says we may have to arrest Christians and take their guns en masse. I mean, that's when you, like, freak out. Like, you know, this is a takeover. I mean, in the old days, if you heard somebody, like, in their office, or let's say you were in an apple barrel, like in Treasure Island, fiction. And then he hears who he thought was the cook, who's really the captain of the pirates, going, "Aye, once we get to shore, we'll kill him, as sure as you know, and get the gold. Billy Bones' treasure. Aye." You know, and then they go. He goes to the captain, they get their guns, they stop him. And then there's a big counter-mutiny or whatever, and then some of them escape or whatever. You know the story. But, I mean, it's like, they're not, we're not in an apple barrel hearing them talking about their takeover. We are right out in the open seeing just open pirates saying we're the enemy. It's unbelievable. I can't even believe it when Judicial Watch gets these documents and the Justice Department responds and defends them. Because the Justice Department runs the Pentagon now, basically. It is unbelievable. So we're going to get into that and a lot of other really important news. But, I mean, this serious situation, I've been talking about it for 2.5 years. Our listeners pretty much already know all the details. I am shocked by the fact that it looks like they're going to get away with it again. And then they're going to do it again and again and again. They got us into the Spanish-American War by blowing up our own ship, the USS Maine in 1898. Hitler got Germany into war by staging attacks on his own military bases in Operation Himmler at places like Gleiwitz. That's declassified in public. I'm giving you historical accounts here. If you want to go look them up, it's all on record. Gulf of Tonkin, 64, to fully get us into the Vietnam War. Fake attack on our ship or ships. I mean, there's so many examples of this. The 53 coup was based on a staged provocateur false flag. That was declassified last week, confirming everything I put in my Terror Storm film, 2006. It wasn't hard to know that. I mean, the guy that led the operation, the CIA commander, Kermit Roosevelt, wrote a best-selling book bragging about it all. Wasn't like I was imagining this or anything. But that's just some of the basic facts there. Assad, he's not an angel, but he's not attacking anybody, and he was democratizing the country. And the globalists used that democratization to be able to get their al-Qaeda forces pre-deployed. And now for 2.5 years, they've attacked out of Jordan and out of Turkey with mainly Saudi Arabian sheep-dipped jihadis. Sheep-dipped is where you take a military person and then put them in civilian clothes. And they've dumped over 100,000 in the last 2.5 years. They have been caught 3 times. In fact, did you guys give me the Yahoo article? I know you showed it on screen, but I want to read it for people. Remember in January, Yahoo had to admit, oh, it's confirmed, the rebels launched this chemical attack to blame it on Syria. Now, there it is, flashback. Yahoo uncovered Syrian chemical weapons false flag in January. BBC Today said it was an accident. Yeah, sure. Jeffrey Dahmer, it was an accident, too. Put up fake photos of masses of dead people. Now I want to be clear. In fact, there it is, flashback. BBC News uses Iraq photos to illustrate Syrian massacre. And we actually go to our story on that and show people that. They showed a lot more people dead in Iraq than have actually been killed in Syria. I don't know if Assad did this. There is a chance that there are really leprechauns at the end of rainbows, that maybe there are unicorns. I mean, maybe there are WMDs in Iraq, folks. This very rebel group and the Saudi Arabian TV network that put this out, it turns out they'd uploaded the massacre videos a day before. You can look that up on Infowars.com. We have an article about it. So the massacre happened, but they staged it, killed some people, shot video of it, then put it out the next day with it all scripted. And that way they could control the story and make sure they weren't going to get caught. And that's as best we can tell from the information. It's about a 99% in my brain guesstimation that this was completely staged by the al-Qaeda rebels Obama said a year ago to the day of last week, was it Wednesday the nerve gas attack happened? He said a year ago to the day, and that's an open message to everybody who did it in the world, who's informed in governments. Because the globalists want other governments knowing, look how ruthless we are. We gave nerve gas to al-Qaeda. You better do what we say. And so it is just absolutely ridiculous that this is going on. I mean, when you've got a rebel group 3 times caught staging small chemical attacks to blame it on Assad. Two before Obama's red line speech, one after, so that Obama could say, if there's a chemical attack, we're going to start a no-fly zone and start bombing you with the peace bombs, just like Libya. And we're going to put al-Qaeda in charge, just like we tried to do in Egypt. And then right on time, see, this is all targeting unconscious people that barely pay attention to the news and just go, hey, there's some foreigner. Did you hear that guy in Syria nerve gas his people? When the average person doesn't even know what nerve gas is. I mean, I'm sad to say this, but the general public's not studied military affairs. They don't study Jane's Weapons Quarterly. They don't know what the Ba'athist Party is. They don't know what jihadis are. They don't know what the Wahhabists are. They don't know who the Qatari Special Forces are. They don't know that Turkey has been off and on bombarding major parts of Syria with heavy artillery for no reason. So they can inject troops in and give them beachheads. I mean, this is the West carving up Syria to break it in three pieces. They said that publicly. That's the plan. A month ago, Henry Kissinger was back in the news saying that's the plan. We're actually winning. This is our plan. Destabilize, break in at least two to three pieces. That's the program. Wesley Clark, the general, former head NATO general, has gone public in briefings where they planned this back under Clinton. I mean, this is all a long-term plan, and they're using al-Qaeda to enter a country, blow up all the churches, engage in every massacre you can imagine. And the neocon talk show host on Friday, I confirmed and went and heard the clips. All the big names, you know who they are. They said, well, I don't like Obama and his wars, but we've got to get behind this because we've got to have NATO. And Obama's not tough enough. So, see, Obama can play the part of a peacemaker. Oh, everyone's begging me to launch another peace prize action. Maybe I'll get another peace prize, like turning Libya over to al-Qaeda and all the mass murder there. It is amazing. It is amazing to see a total replay of all of this. So, senior administration official, very little doubt Assad regime behind alleged chemical attack. The Hagel, the head of the Defense Department, says they're getting ready to do something. Why, Hagel, U.S. prepared for all contingencies. Syrian massacre, BBC News, Iraq photos to illustrate Syrian massacre, uses five-year-old photos. No, 2003 photos. My goodness, that's 10 years ago. Time flies. U.S. set stage for bigger role in Syria. Wall Street Journal. They've already launched the invasion with CIA special ops months ago. They're already on the ground, out of Jordan, on record. Russia warns U.S. not to repeat Syria past mistakes in region. It's not mistakes. So they lie about WMDs. They lie about everything else. Syria's been telling the UN they can inspect. The media spins it like, too late. You didn't let us inspect immediately, which isn't even true. They want to go in there. And then they think you're so dumb. A year after they break up Syria, our government will be bombing the al-Qaeda people they put in charge and taking our rights here in America because al-Qaeda's been given heat-seeking missiles by the criminal globalists that run our government. Second hour coming up. Tell your friends and family to tune in. Infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.